The government's today defending its efforts to recoup the overpayment of Centrelink benefits to welfare recipients, saying the program's working well despite isolated complaints. But the opposition says that doesn't tally with a wave of complaints flooding into politicians' offices across the country from angry and frustrated Centrelink clients who feel they've been dudded. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more now from Canberra.
Just how much anger has the government created with its letters demanding welfare recipients explain discrepancies in their income? To listen to the government, not much. Social Services Minister Christian Porter spoke with RN Breakfast this morning.
So 169,000 letters. The complaint rate is running at 0.16%, right? So that's only 276 complaints from those 169,000 letters. And that process has raised $300 million worth of money back to the taxpayer.
For weeks now, there have been reports splashed across the media of people who say they've been accused of ripping off the welfare system by misreporting their income. A new data matching program's behind the push, linking income records from the tax office with claims made to Centrelink. The government's planning, by the time the program's finished, to have recouped about $4 billion worth of overpayments. And Christian Porter insists the program's being conducted fairly.
If there has been a discrepancy and if after asking for further information that discrepancy still exists and a debt's raised, we're not actually finding a significant number of increase of reports for what's known as a formal review. So, I mean, from what we've seen, in a high volume system, it's actually working incredibly well. Now, there will from time to time, no doubt, be people who for whatever reason are experiencing difficulties getting online or having problems, but we're incredibly accommodating in those circumstances.
Minister Porter claimed today that there's been no spike in complaints, and I just find that almost laughable.
That's Shadow Human Services Minister Linda Burney. She's been calling for the program to be shut down until Centrelink can iron out problems that have seen people falsely accused of misreporting their income.
Every single Member of Parliament only has to open their inbox today to realise that there is an enormous amount of complaints in relation to this debt recovery exercise being undertaken by Centrelink. My inbox at my office in Barton is overflowing, and that will be no different to inboxes of every MP in this country.
Why do you think that that is the case when it seems, judging by the data that Mr. Porter's put out today, that there's been a very low level of complaints to Centrelink itself?
Well, Mr. Porter must have been to see La La Land during the holidays.
Is Linda Burney serious? I mean, the question is not whether or not this system is working. It absolutely is working. The question is, why on earth did Labor leave us with a situation where we're having to recoup $4 billion worth of non-compliance overpayment? So what's Linda Burney and Labor saying? That because we have a tiny level of complaints, so 270-odd out of 169,000 initial letters, we should stop a process which has already raised $300 million in taxpayers' money that should never have been paid in the first place.
But Linda Burney says those numbers from the government are misleading because they only show those who've been persistent enough to lodge an official complaint.
I would be very surprised that there's only been 276 complaints. Mind you, the complaints line is intermittent. It is not always operating for Centrelink.
So you're saying that perhaps that could be an underreported figure because people simply aren't able to make a complaint?
I think that may be a very unreported figure. The complaints line is working at the moment. We've checked this morning, but the government did close it 12 months ago. So I'm not making any assertions. I'm just saying I think it's very difficult. If you are ringing Centrelink to make a complaint, and you are waiting between 1.5 hours to 6.5 hours to speak to someone, I think any normal person would probably just give up.
A major cause of whatever level of anguish that does exist from the data matching program seems to come down to the different ways the tax office and Centrelink treat data. The minister acknowledged problems in how income is averaged out. The tax office, for example, collects information about income earned over the 12 months of a financial year. That information is then averaged into a fortnightly sum over a calendar year, which is how Centrelink makes its payments. Mr. Porter was asked whether that could be unfairly creating debts for overpayment.
I'm sure that in a number of small instances that's happening. But so you go online, you respond by noting that that was the issue that was arisen. That's the end of the matter.
Social Services Minister Christian Porter ending Tom Eagledon's report.